on this week's episode, we give you guys a little update about our hobbies.
Yes, we're also going to give you an update about our vision board and much, much more. It's going to be really fun, so stick around. Hello and welcome to Rare with Flair,
the podcast where two best friends with the same rare disease are living their best lives. I'm your host, Cassandra.
And I'm your host, Casey.
I'm really excited to talk about our updates today.
Oh, me too. I think instead of our little, you know, chit chat we do at the beginning, which is a lot of fun.
Yes.
Before we get into the meat of the episode, which is like giving some hobby updates and with that, life updates, really. We wanted to give an update on our vision boards. And we're not that far into the year, okay? Like, we've just started this, kind of. But we talked about them in our episode at the beginning of the year. And it's time to give little updates on where we are.
It's been a couple months since we made that episode. And also, it's been a couple months since the year started. So we also kind of just wanted to do this so that we can show you guys that we are accountable. And we didn't just make vision boards and forget about them. No, no. It is hanging in my room. And we've been making progress.
We have been making progress. Maybe not on everything, but on a number of things.
On a number of things. I'm proud of us.
On a number.
Okay. Do you want to go first?
Yeah, we'll just rapid fire go through. We'll go back and forth. One of the things on mine was reading. And of course, no question there. I'm reading every day. And we'll talk about that more in the hobby section of the app. But of course, that is not difficult for me to accomplish.
Yes. So I have completed one book and I'm almost done with a second book, which puts me right about on track. I wanted to read one book each month, or just 12 books this year, however that ends up happening. So I'm happy. And I'll talk more about the books that I've read also later.
Perfect. I have on mine a picture of a girl meditating, and I have not told you this. I've meditated every single day since January 1st.
Oh my gosh. I'm so proud. Good for you.
It's true. Yeah. Thank you.
Wow.
I keep track of that, by the way. I have an app called Habit.
Oh, yeah. I remember you telling me about that app.
Yeah. So I really, truly have done it every day.
That's awesome. Wow. Good for you. Speaking of establishing new routines, I have been going to the gym regularly. I'm really happy about it, and I've talked about it in some of these like small talky sections before. We'll talk more about exercise, and I'll give you more details about what I've been doing and how often, but I'm really proud of myself, and it's just been really fun this year.
That's awesome. I'm proud of you, too. And I also have exercise on my vision board, and I also am still continuing to do that. And we'll get into that more, like Cass said. But that's great. A lot of fun.
So, let's see. I have a picture of a girl, like, back wearing, like, a graduation regalia. So, I have continued to, you know, take my last semester of classes. I am, by the time this episode is out, actually, like, I'll basically be done with my last official class of my master's degree. Then the only thing I have left to do is, it is a class, but it is, like, pass-fail, is assemble my portfolio. So I'm really excited to be done.
Oh my gosh. That's so exciting. It feels like it flew by to me. Does it feel like it flew by to you?
Yes, but I'm also like very in senioritis right now, so I just like desperately want to be done.
Right. But I'm so proud of you. Like, oh my gosh, you're going to have a master's degree.
I'm so excited. I'm excited. So I'm going to walk. It's going to be fun.
That's so cool. Okay, I think now is the best time to announce this.
Oh, this is big, you guys. This is one of the things that we had been holding back a couple months ago.
Holding back. Okay, I'm going to be very cryptic with it because your girl has signed NDAs. I'm scared to say anything. I'm not going to say any specifics.
Sure.
But after like 2 years of trying to pursue this, I am doing audio description narration.
Woo! I wish we had sound effects just for this moment.
Yay. So you guys know we're big fans of audio description, and I kind of like really wanted to get into it for a few years, like I said, and
I'm
got
so
hired
excited.
By a company. And if any of the projects I'm doing end up like streaming near you or, you know, anything like that, I will like, once they come out, neither of the projects I've done two projects, neither of them have even come out yet. But once they come out, once they come out, I'll be able to share like what they are if they're around. And so I'll let you all know.
Yay.
If you can check them out
it's
or not.
It's really exciting. One has been shorter and the other is a little bit longer. I'm really excited for Case. Like, she really has been on and off trying to pursue this. And it's just really cool because you've gotten into like a niche that, one, benefits us and is like very accessibility forward, and two, I mean how does it feel to be using your acting skills again?
Yeah No, it's exciting. Like, I know it's not necessarily acting, but it falls under the acting umbrella.
Mm-hmm.
Most people who do this are actors, so it's definitely in that umbrella, and you do have to use some acting skills for it, even though it's like a little less like emotional than, you know, some acting. But yeah, no, it does feel really good because, you know, I haven't been doing any of that kind of stuff for many, many, many years.
Yeah.
And so it does feel like two of my loves combine, which is like
so kind of
the performance world and the blind world. And so that's why it felt like such a perfect thing for me. Like, it, you know, when you feel like two of your passions and two of your hobbies are coming together.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure with your job every day with, like, tech and low vision stuff, I mean, that's another way of, like, two of, like, when something you're good at meets something you care about, it's, like, a really cool intersection.
Yeah, it's so cool. It's really cool. I'm so proud of Case. Give her a shout.
Thank you, girl.
And I'm really excited when you're able to share about
it. It really
was
like, it's been like a dream come true in a lot of ways.
It's so cool. It's so cool. And like, it happens intermittently too. So like, sometimes I'll just like last Friday I got a text. It was like, I just got another contract.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, it's so exciting.
Yeah. You never know. You never know when it's going to happen.
That's amazing. Speaking of, I guess, like career things, I have been working more. I know one of the things I had wanted to do is get more involved in like user research involving people with disabilities. Briefly, for those who don't know, it's like basically just kind of interviewing people with disabilities in a way, and having them use technology and getting to understand like what people want out of technology, how can we improve things, like ask someone to try it and do something like on a pizza site, order a pizza and see how easy or hard it is and how we can make just like continuous improvements on technology. I find that I've learned about that field for my master's. I find it really fascinating and exciting. And so I've been trying to work within like just within my job on being able to do more of that work, and I have been in the past few weeks. It's been really cool to be able to do more of that and see. So just kind of at a broad level, I've been doing more of that, and I'm really excited because I last year got to go for work to one of the bigger, probably one of the biggest industry conferences in accessibility and assistive technology. It's the CSUN conference in Anaheim. Yeah. And nice. I am going to be able to go again this year, and I'm so excited.
I'm excited for you. I remember how much you loved that last year and what a cool experience that was. And
it's so,
great. I'm so glad you're going to get to go.
I'm really excited. One of my colleagues who was there last year and is going back again this year, I went with someone else also from my work, and one of the highlights of that trip was truly we went to that Hello Kitty cafe in Irvine and one of my colleagues, he's like, he, you know, he's like, I think I think he's, like, in his early 40s, but we told him, and we were like, hey, we went to the Hello Kitty Cafe last night. What did you do? And he was like, I wanted to go to the Hello Kitty Cafe. And so he wants that to be a feature of this trip this year, so I'm excited that we'll probably go back.
Oh, my gosh. That's incredible. It's gonna be great. That is something to celebrate on its own.
Yes, correct. It's amazing.
The actual conference is very exciting, too, and that's great. Next, I put on mine, minimal phone and shopping. And I think I've done pretty good with that. I have been checking my phone screen time to try to be like under a certain amount because it can get really out of hand, and I've been doing pretty good.
Good
for
you.
So I'm okay with that.
I have not been doing as good of a job flossing as I wanted to. Speaking of good habits, I see it on my vision board and I'm like, oh yeah.
So, no time like the present.
Right? So I'm going to try to get back on that. I will say I did go to the dentist in January and they were really happy with how my teeth looked and my gums. So I will count that as a small win.
I'll let you have it.
Thank you.
Let you have it.
Thank you.
Well, since you just, you know, admitted to shirking at your vision board responsibilities, I will say I have Braille on my vision board. And I have not done a darn thing about Braille ever since I graduated or, you know, got certified as a transcriber in December. It's sometimes when you do something for 3.5 years, you just need a little break for a minute. Like, it was just, I did Braille. I truly did Braille transcribing almost every day for those 3.5 years. Like,
yeah.
Which was kind of great because it's a lot of practice. Mm-hmm. But I really am planning in the year of 2024 to either just continue practicing it or try to do it freelance in some capacity or something. So that's something I've been not great about either, though. So understandable.
Hey, I think it's only fair that there are parts of the vision boards that we still haven't quite made progress on this year.
Yeah, we're at the beginning of the year.
So we are. Yeah. And I'm pretty proud of us that we've done as much as we have.
Right.
One of the other things I have on my vision board is a picture of like a really pretty fruit tart and talking about how I wanted to, like, I have my little side business making tarts.
Yes.
And I'll talk more about that in some detail later.
Yes.
But my goal was to make a profit. And so far I'm trending that way, even with some mishaps. I'm really excited. There's a lot less equipment I have to purchase now. So I think things are just kind of running, as smooth as they can, but it's just been really fun for me, so.
Oh, I love it so much. It brings me so much joy. Every month we get to vote on the flavors over on Instagram. Have you shared your handle? I know people aren't local to you, really.
Yeah, probably, you guys are welcome to follow me despite not being able to be local. My Instagram is Tarts du Soleil. That is the name of my business. It is TARTESDUSOLEIL. So it's French for sun tarts. And
perfect.
You can follow me, and I would appreciate it because it would get my numbers up. But even though you're not local,
yeah. Awesome. I'm so proud of you for that, too. It's so exciting.
Thank you. I've been trying to work on content creation, which is not something that I really, like, naturally want to do, but we'll talk about that.
I feel that. And the last thing on mine is I have, like, a risk versus safe, and then I have, like, a spread wings thing, and that was it kind of encapsulated a lot of things. I think what I'm trying to do is just, like, I want to say get out of my house more, but it makes it sound like I don't. If I say, like, I do get out of my house.
You do get out of your house.
Just to kind of, I think Cass and I are both trying to, like, open our social circle even more, be in the community, be a part of the community, because I work from home, you work from home hybrid, like, mm-hmm. a part of the time. And so it is important for us to have community, to get out even more. So I've been putting things on my calendar, different little community, different things at the library, different things I can go do, and I have been doing that, and it's been a good time.
Yeah,
so
you have. Yeah. I'm so excited, and it's been cool. It's cool because we talk almost every day, and you doing that is also encouraging me to do that, because that was also one of my goals this year, is to just kind of especially make a lot of more interpersonal connections. And I've been trying to do that in different ways too. Trying to nurture friendships that I have, especially local ones. I love Case, but it's hard because we can't like hang out, like physically hang out and go places and do things. And as someone who's love language is like quality time. I mean, we spend quality time watching cartoons, but like I love going places, trying new things, and I want more of that. And I feel like that the only way that can happen is with local friends. So I've been doing some of that. I've been also kind of opening my mind to things that I can do, especially after I finish my master's in May. I'll have more free time to commit to more, I don't know, opportunities. I started like going and hanging with a new group of people just recently. It was like a fun thing for me that like a friend connected me with. It's been fun trying to keep open. Oh, and I hosted, for a handful of local friends, I hosted a clothing swap at my house.
Yeah, that's so fun.
It was really fun. And I was really happy with how it all turned out. I did a little Galentine's with brunch that one of my friends and I did. And so, you know, just trying to take more steps to be intentional about relationships. I think we're both doing a lot of that this year.
Yeah, and I'm sorry, I said that was my last thing. It's actually totally not. I have one more thing, and it was prayer, just like my prayer life. That's important to me.
Yeah. Yeah, same with me. Trying.
Yeah. We try. Was that the end of your board? Anything else?
That is the end of my board.
Cool.
I'm also looking forward to talking about more details about our hobbies, but I hope that you guys enjoy these little vision board updates. I don't know if we'll do it every other month or how it would just like whenever we've got a moment, but yay, I'm really proud of us. We're making the most of this year already, and it's only been 2 months.
Yes, hopefully it wasn't one of those things where it's like you're really gung-ho at first.
Yeah, we like lose steam partway through.
We lose steam. No.
This is why we have the accountability, so that we have to give a report on how we're doing.
Right. It's true. It's true.
So now I want to talk about just, like you said in the cold open, like just kind of life updates, but also things that we've talked about before, hobbies that maybe we haven't mentioned, or maybe we have, and we can give you more details about them. Just like what we've been doing outside of this pod and our jobs.
Right. We've mentioned most of our hobbies before, I'm sure, just because that comes up in conversation. But just to give some specific updates about what hobbies we've been into lately, and we do have a few new ones, like Cass said. So let's start. I think one of our hobbies is plants.
We haven't talked about plants in a while.
We haven't. We made a whole episode about it. I mean, it was definitely like around June of 22, I want to say.
Yep. End of May 22.
Yep. There we go.
We're the same.
So that's been a long time.
Yeah.
How are your plant babies doing? How are they?
I think overall okay. Some of them are doing really well and some of them are not. I think since then, a lot of the, like, a good number of those plants have shifted, but I still do have a lot of the same plants as I did a couple years ago when we did that episode. I have since acquired a cutting of a Monstera. I got it about a year ago, so still within that time since we did the episode. I wanted a Monstera for a long time. I wanted kind of a big floor plant. And this one is really meaningful because we had a family friend who had ALS for, oh my gosh, a couple years at least. And she had just big, beautiful house plants. And we would visit her and like catch up with her. And I got to take a cutting out of her very big and overgrown Monstera. And I'm really happy how she's doing. So Casey names all of her plants, as we talked about in that episode, which I always find really impressive. Some of my plants have names and some of them don't, which honestly just kind of makes sense for who I am as a person. But my Monstera's name is Megan in honor of our dear family friend. But she has grown. It took her a while to put out new leaves. She had like 1.5 leaves when I got her because her grandson toddler like ripped a chunk off of one of the leaves. No. But she's been growing. I'm proud of her, and she looks really cute in her corner. I staked her recently. That's kind of my update.
Yes.
She was very spread out, and I bought like a moss pole and some of these like, it's almost like plant zip, twist ties. They're soft so that they don't like cut into your plant. They're kind of like a rubbery material. But that's been doing pretty well. Case sent me a cutting of an ivy last year, and that's been doing really well too. My snake plants are really happy. My pothos, unfortunately, I think I'm murdering it. I think I need to pot it in a different pot that like retains more rest water. In peace.
Oh gosh. Wow. What an update.
What an update. But most of my other plants again are doing really well. Also, I just realized my aloe was getting big.
Love that update. I think we have both about the same amount of plants. I think we both have around 20 ish. And yes, all of mine have names, and yes, I can name all of them.
I'm still really impressed by that.
All doing great. I also have a Monstera. It's thriving. It's a little bit, I was telling Cass, it's a little bit Little Shop of Horrors, though. It's getting a little, like, too big, you know?
Yeah.
They don't call it a Monstera for nothing. But it's doing well. And I haven't, you know what? I'm really proud of myself. I have not bought a new plant since August of last year.
Nice.
And the only reason I bought that one is it was like $3 when I was out of town in Arkansas. We were at a garden center place. And it was like $3. And man, it's worth the price because it's the hardest plant to keep alive that I have. It is constantly near death. Constantly near death.
Oh, no.
But yeah, they're doing great. And I have, you know what? You know what's sad about plants? I feel like we're spending a lot of time on plants, but you know what's sad about plants?
We haven't talked about it in so long, so I'm going to give this to us.
Yeah, I agree. What's sad about plants is I do have favorites. I do play favorites.
Yeah, me too.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, like I have maybe like a top five that are like really just mean a lot to me. And then you have some that just bother you. You know, like some that just
I had get a under cactus your skin. That I wanted to die.
Wait, did it die?
I truly wanted this cactus to perish. And
did it?
Did it perish? Did.
Well, you probably killed it on
purpose. So I didn't intend to kill it. Around the time that it died, so like when I went to Spain and Portugal last year, I was gone for 2 weeks. So I was like, okay, someone's going to need to water my plants while I'm gone. So I asked my neighbor to do it. And I think she watered everything, including my cacti. I watered everything when I came back, so it definitely got waterlogged. And I don't know how and when it happened, but it did happen sort of accidentally. I kind of looked over one day as I was doing the dishes. I was like, that was not as tall as it used to be, and it had kind of slumped over. It was really gross. So I happily composted it, my cactus.
But it's kind of one of those moments where you're like, oh no,
darn,
it's dying. Gosh darn it.
I'm
so sad about that.
The reason, so for people that are like, what's wrong with you, the reason I wanted it to die was like, it was supposed to be this flowering cactus, and when I bought it, it was flowering and it looked really cute. So last year around this time, I was like, oh, look, it's gonna flower. So sometimes cacti produce fruit, and this one did, but the fruit was like, you guys, it was so disgusting. It was like made me want to dry heave. They looked like pimples on my cactus. It was not cute. I wanted it to die.
I've had issues with cactus grossing me out before too, or cacti, I guess you would say, grossing me out before too. Yeah, so I understand the struggle, and I'm like, rest in peace, but also we're kind of glad that you're not being grossed out anymore.
Yeah, thank you. But what plants do you not personally love?
The one that I got for $3 that I can barely keep alive. Mm. Yeah, I forget what kind of plant it even is. I can look that up later for you, but it's that one really just gets on my every last nerve.
Top three plants, and then we can move on.
Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. My Monstera.
Okay.
My friendship plant / Chinese money plant. It has a lot of different names, and that's neither of those are the real name. Can't remember that name. And then I have one. Her name is Elle, like as in Stranger Things Elle. Mm. I don't know what type of plant she is, but she started off as just this little cutting I had, and she was not impressive whatsoever. And randomly, she has flourished. And it's my favorite plant now. Like, I love her. She has flourished.
I'm so proud. Oh, my gosh. I want to see her.
Those are my top three. But, man, I have so many others that are right up there with the top.
I love it. I love it.
What about you? The Monstera?
Monstera, my snake plant that I got from a friend. It is really happy. And it's actually blooming. I didn't know that they bloomed.
Oh,
but
yes.
It's so cute. And I think either the aloe or the anthurium, although the anthurium doesn't have any blooms right now. It has one little bud, so I hope it unfurls.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But nice. But I love the pretty heart-shaped leaves. It makes me happy.
Awesome. Great.
Plants. All right.
Plants.
So let's talk about... let's do like something maybe quicker and then we can feel like, you know, since we spent so long on plants, music, any updates on music / also
music,
performing music, singing? Cause that's also something we like to do.
We both love music. We both love singing.
Mm-hmm. Singing.
I think I've mentioned this before, but I lead worship music at a Bible study. Like, it's a community thing. It's not, like, based in any specific church. It's just, like, anybody in the community. So it's, like, a pretty big group of women. And it's that's been so fun to meet
new people. Well, it's run, like, at a nationwide kind of level, though, right? And it has, like, different chapters.
Yeah, so it's called Community Bible Studies. So there you go. and it literally is in most... states, I think, so you can check that out. But yeah, it's been really fun to, like, that's kind of a community thing we were talking about earlier, of like getting out of your house, being in the community. It's been really cool to meet women not only my age but also older than me too. I think both connections are good, to have kind of people who can mentor you but also people who are your age. But anyway, back to singing. so that's been a great thing, because I say this all the time, but the older you get, the less opportunities you really like have to sing in life. When you're a kid, you can sing everywhere, it seems.
Yeah.
And so what about you? Any updates there for you?
No updates really. So I've been on the worship team at my church. I'm at a pretty small church, and it's just been fun to continue doing that. I started doing that in like October of 21. Oh my gosh. Wow.
Oh, wow. Oh my gosh.
I was going to say 22, but I was like, no way. October of 21. Goodness. And I've still continued to do that. I try to do it at least once a month. Usually once or twice a month is what ends up happening. There are a handful of singers that tend to rotate as we have availability, but that's been really great. I really continue to enjoy doing that.
Yeah. Here's one that we could talk about fairly quickly. I think that we're both doing is exercise. Would I call it a hobby? I don't know, because I feel like there are people where that literally is like their hobby. Like, it's a part of them. They're like, I am gym person. Like, that is, and I don't feel that that's me, but I would be lying if I said I also didn't like it too.
Right.
In a weird way. I like it and I don't. It's kind of weird.
I was thinking about that actually, like recently, because I feel like a lot of people would, if they were to list their hobbies, they would list, like, working out, going to the gym as a hobby. And I guess, like, you know, anyone can consider anything a hobby, truly. Like, and I think depends on how often you go. Like, if you're there, like, every day, that's kind of a hobby. I don't know that I would list it as one of my hobbies, but I do definitely make time for it.
Yeah. Since I work out from home, I feel like people who are like gym people, that's like their community. Like that's like a thing for them. And you do go to a gym, so it's a little different. I work out at home. I wouldn't really list it as a hobby either, but it's definitely something like I do a lot, and you can't deny that it's a big part of my life because of that, you know? So it's kind of weird. I don't know how to like put it, I don't know how to rank it in my in my life, but
maybe it's because I also feel like I don't necessarily like connect with anyone when I go to the gym. Right, I just kind of go and I work out.
No, yeah. And sometimes it's nice just to be surrounded by people without necessarily having to like talk to, like you still feel that sense of community without actually connecting per se.
Right. Yeah. So I've been like, when I go to the gym, I've been trying to work on just like overall strength. It's been really fun for me. I've been working on my upper body, which is something that I've rarely in my life ever like done a lot of. And it's felt really good to feel strong. I feel like I can already like see some results, which is also really fun, but I wasn't necessarily doing it for anything other than just to move my body and to be active. And it's just been cool. I did. So as part of like the gym membership at the gym that I go to, I think a lot of them have this opportunity. You can have like a free session with a personal trainer. So I did that last month and it was really fun. They kind of put together like a little custom workout for you. So I do parts of that when I go and mix in some other stuff. But it's been fun. Sometimes I do some cardio on the elliptical and sometimes I do like, you know, just like weighted squats and lunges and stuff. But like, I've just had a blast. Sometimes I'm there for 30 minutes. Sometimes I'm there longer. And I, because it's also within walking distance, which is why I joined this gym, it has been really great too because I get like kind of a warm up and cool down built in because I have to walk home.
Oh, that's great.
Mm-hmm. So
that's how I was in New York. I did the same thing in New York. I would walk to the gym.
Yeah. Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah. I felt the same way. And I do think I do notice a difference mentally and physically when I don't do it. And so
I know what's crazy because like we were talking about this recently about how like, you know, I mean, personally for me, and maybe some people are maybe more motivated by achieving a certain goal. I just feel like when I did, I would always not see, you know, the immediate results and I would give up and I wouldn't want to work out, but because it's just for kind of just for funsies and I feel good doing it, then I find that I do start to crave it more. I'm like, oh, I really want to go to the gym.
I feel the same way, and I have zero goals in mind whatsoever. I don't think about it at all, and that's the way I agree. I like to do it that way too, because it really is just kind of for me. It's just
something it's just for me. Bonus is that like Romana, you know, takes me to the gym and takes me back home. So like, it's really funny and cute because I have a little like sleeping bag that she lays on and she just kind of curls up on the floor of the gym on her little pad. And then we walk home and she'll be like so tired. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Oh, you worked so hard.
You worked really hard sleeping on the gym floor.
Hilarious.
Did you want to talk more about reading?
Sure, of course. I mean, do you have to ask?
Really? No.
So yeah, love reading, still doing that. I always have an audiobook going and a Kindle book going, like two different books at the same time. And that's just, I really feel, I truly the exact same way about exercise. I truly don't have any goal in mind. I make a reading challenge on Goodreads because it's fun. Mm. I have never met my goal on Goodreads ever, except last year was the first time. Like, and I don't care. I'm not really obsessing about, I'm not obsessing about a number, anything like that. And I think that's the way I have to read. It is a hobby. It is fun. I am not in a competition. I am not. But I like to do it every day. I just do. I feel awesome. Like a day without reading is like a day without sunshine. Mm. And so typically I do the audiobook while I'm exercising in the morning. That's kind of my little like audiobook moment. Then I do my Kindle and I told you all this in a recent episode. I got a stand with a remote. It's the best thing ever. Loving that.
It's incredible. Game changer.
Let's see. I mean,
not that I've ever used it. I'm just validating.
I think I've mentioned some titles that I've read this year already that I liked, so I don't really have to get into all that. I finished Harry Potter. I know you all really care about that journey that I was on. Yes. And yeah, so it's a blast. I'm in multiple book clubs, like three.
That's awesome. That's something I want to do this year is also like find for the community aspect too, is like find a book club.
Right. And they kind of actually, I kind of like love and hate them because reading is such a hobby for me that I really have to be in the mood for what I'm doing. And when I have to read a certain book that's chosen for me, I feel like I'm back in high school again where I didn't want to read what they were telling me to read. And it can feel like an assignment. And usually I'm really a mood reader. Like it has to strike the mood. Mm-hmm. Like I can't just like read anything. It has to be something I'm craving at that very moment. I can't describe it. So, but I'm having a great time reading. Really glad that that's like something I continuously do because it's easy to fall out of the habit and I'm happier when I do it. So, that's where I am with that. And what about you? So you're trying to do at least one book a month.
Yes.
And you're on the right track because we're in the end of February. And
yes.
I have
been doing audio. I feel like it's pretty rare that I read like a physical book.
I got to pause there, though.
Not a physical book.
Okay, because I thought I totally saw a picture of you reading on your iPad this year. Didn't you read To Kill a Mockingbird on your iPad?
I did not. I read it on audio. You did it?
Oh, what am I thinking of? I thought that picture of you in the cabin.
I do read on my iPad, but it's like shorter bursts or if I have to read for school.
Got it.
Like a book that they recommend for class. There is a book that it's a pretty dang short book, but I feel like maybe I'll count it because I almost finished that and that's you school can
count
related. It.
Listen, I count graphic novels and stuff like that.
Nice. Yeah. I mean, yeah, I was actually going to buy a copy because it's a really good book. And it's like, it's more of a professional development book. So it's about accessibility. So I read To Kill a Mockingbird in January. This month in February, I've read, I'm like an hour and a half away, so maybe one more listening session and I'll be done with it. But I read, oh my gosh, I always forget the name of this book and I have to think about it. It's a Brené Brown. It's The Gift of Imperfection. There we go.
Okay,
It is really good. It's really good and it's a short read. However, it's harder for me to read like nonfic and kind of more self-help psychology books just because I feel like I have to be in the headspace that I like I'm going to be learning something as opposed to I want to hear a story and I want to get a little bit distracted or kind of go into a different world, which is a lot of what fiction is to me.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really craving reading another fiction book because I'm reading both this kind of personal, like more self-help type book and then this professional development book, which is called Just Ask, Incorporating Accessibility in User Experience Design, I think. It's really good and it's available for free online, which is awesome. Like the entire book is just on a website in text.
Awesome.
I'm thinking about buying it because I want to support the author and it's a really great resource that I'm actually going to use and reference in my actual job, which is awesome.
Nice. Yeah, definitely count that. And I have a few things to say about things you've said. To Kill a Mockingbird audiobook is awesome.
It's so good.
Some celebrity reads it and now it's been a few years for me, but yeah, somebody it famous is. And it was good. And I can't remember. And also, Atticus, Fictional Crush, which completely goes on.
I would love an Atticus, man.
Oh, my God. But isn't that so in line with every fictional character that I love?
Oh, 1,000%. 1,000%. It's so Casey's you.
It's my Casey, exact type.
Casey loves, like a either a hardworking man or a very intellectual man. Kind of like they're kind of usually like hard to read, sometimes grumpy, sometimes just like sometimes just kind of like in their own world, a little bit introverted, but like really deeply caring.
Look at Atticus, heart of gold, you know?
Heart of gold, deeply caring, loves everyone. Wisdom, like super softies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep, okay, but exactly.
Anyone would be lucky to have Atticus, though. Oh, truly.
And then the second thing I was going to say, quick rant, because we are on the Rare with Flair podcast. Got to bring in the Rare, of course. Speaking of graphic novels, I have to go on a quick rant. There have been multiple graphic novels lately that I've been interested in reading, and they are only available in physical format.
Oh.
They're not even available to buy or rent or anything.
That's so frustrating.
Period. I think that is so, like, that excludes so much of your
audience.
That
feels that feels like gatekeeping and also inaccessibility.
And there's obviously no audiobook. Very hard to do an audiobook for a graphic novel, but there should at least be an e-version, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's very upsetting. That's happened to me multiple times. And they look really good. Like, they look like great books I would like to read because I like graphic novels and it makes me very sad. So
that's really disappointing. Rant. I'm so sorry.
Somebody in the book biz, help us out, okay?
I will say, when I was a child, I thought graphic novel meant that it was actually graphic in nature.
Me too. Me too. Me too. And by child, I mean
cartoon.
By child, I literally maybe thought that until I was like 17.
I think I was in high school and I was in the school library and I picked up something that said graphic novel and I was afraid.
Yeah, no, me too. it just has pictures. It has illustrations.
It's just pictures. It's like basically a long comic.
Yeah, exactly. So don't be scared.
Be not alarmed.
Be not alarmed.
Okay. Is it time to talk about baking?
Is it time to talk about? Sure, of course.
I'm really excited about talking about baking.
Okay, yeah, great.
Okay, still, but what have you baked?
What have I been, like, hardly anything, girlfriend. I have not been baking recently. I did bake cookies on Valentine's Day, and I used the the cute, like, Valentine's colored M&Ms, the pink and red and white M&Ms, and I baked them from scratch. Like, we're not slicing bacon over here.
No.
I haven't used a slice and bake cookie in years. Not that that's a bad thing, but I'm baking from scratch. I would like to make sourdough this year. I really would.
Girl,
would
that like is so intense.
I know. I want to make my own starter too. Like, I'm not even going to borrow a starter. I want
to. That is really intense. I think it's
I have
more
lofty dreams.
No. Okay. Okay. I think you totally should. I think you should totally go. So, like, I have a friend who's been doing it this year. It's kind of a journey that she's going on, and she's been telling me about it. It's really cool. But you have to know, you're committing yourself to make bread at least, like, once a month, and it's kind of like an all-day experience.
Yeah, true.
But it is a really cool thing to do, and to know how to do, I think, is super impressive. I don't really bake a lot of breads or bake with a ton of yeast, so it's one of those things that I like look on reverently.
Yeah, there you go. Well, I'm gonna talk about this shortly. I have another hobby I'm about to get really into, and so I think I'm gonna put that, I've spent money on this already, so I'm gonna put that first before I get into sourdough, but maybe like in the summer or something.
You totally should. My brother is really into sourdough too, and he was telling me that I should
do
it, but
I'm
scared.
I genuinely like love sourdough. That's the thing, I buy sourdough, like I love it, I eat it all the time, so
nice.
Why not make it and save some money?
That would be awesome.
But let's talk about, I mean, you have a baking business. We just talked about that in the opening section. You're baking tarts out the wazoo. I mean, I FaceTime Cassandra almost nightly to watch our cartoons, and she's always in an apron. Like, when I say always in an apron, I'm not being funny. She's always in an apron, and I love it. It's like, it's really like I'm watching a cartoon while also watching a baking show. And I mean, can you think of anything more relaxing than that? I can't. Tell us all the things.
So, yeah. Okay. So I make tarts. And what that basically means is like I make a crust and then I fill it with either a curd or a custard. They're basically the same thing. A curd is usually made with fruit though. And then a custard is usually made with dairy. But they use a lot of eggs and some sugar, and you cook them over the stove, and then you bake the shell and you pour it in the shell. So, I bake for a local coffee shop, and I'm really, like, I love doing that. I love the people who work there. So, every month I kind of just decided more, you know, I made the rules because this is my business. And I did it because I really like making tarts and I really like making custard. And I was just like, well, I made it for myself a lot and for my family, especially whenever I had like any kind of, I don't know, seasonal produce, especially. And it was just, it was cool. And now that I make them to sell, I feel like I have a lot more creative liberty to try a bunch of stuff that I thought would sound interesting. And now I can do it. Now I can give it a shot because I live by myself and I'm not overwhelmed with dessert. So every month I decided to do like one curd kind of fruitier flavor based, like made with like fruit or fruit juice. And then one custard flavor. So in January, I made, for the curd tart, I made a lemon blood orange swirl. Uh-huh. And then for the custard tarts, I made coquito, which is based off of a, like, Puerto Rican holiday drink. It's, like, kind of eggnog-esque, but it's more just, like, it's milky, it's sweet, it's got coconut milk and a lot of cinnamon. When I've made it for people, they say it kind of tastes like a liquid cinnamon roll.
Oh, that sounds incredible. They both sound incredible.
I developed my own recipe for it. I was actually really proud. It took a few times. That's amazing. But I think it turned out kind of nice. And then in February, I made a chocolate-covered strawberry. So I made, like, a chocolate custard and a paste in a and a strawberry curd, and I kind of swirled them together, and I did a little heart design on top. And then I made, for the curd tart, I made passion fruit curd. So, it's been super fun. I have all of the loosely, and very subject to change, I have plans for the entire year for flavors for each month. I'm really excited about it. I know for March it's going to involve matcha, which is happening next week.
Oh, that's so cute. Oh my gosh.
But it's been also fun because I'm trying to, you know, I'm not trying to be like an influencer or anything, but I'm just trying to like put more content out there so that, you know, people who buy my tarts at the cafe, if they want to like give me a follow, they can, and just keep up with what new flavors are in stock. And it's been cool. I've been learning a little bit more about that. It's not something that I love doing. Like, I don't love content creation. But I followed some accounts that have like cool advice on how to make like really cute looking Instagram stories. And I also don't always know which flavor, like I'm caught between two of them. Like for February, I did chocolate strawberry, but I also was like, oh, but chocolate raspberry would be really fun. So I put out a poll and people will vote. And, you know, even if people aren't gonna, like, aren't local and aren't gonna be able to try it, it's just, it's fun. And I get to, it also, like, helps me inform. I think people, the turnout for those votes have been really good because, like, for February's, chocolate strawberry won by like a single vote. It was very neck and neck. And I just put one this morning for March, and it's been pretty tight so far also. So I'm looking forward to see which one makes the cut.
That's exciting. I need to go vote. I tried to vote on my browser today and it won't let you. Like, that's, you have so to be weird. On Ew. The app. So
your mom,
I'm gonna
voted.
Vote. Oh, she did?
Yeah.
I'm gonna vote. But you know what's gonna be so cool? Is at the end of the year, in December or like January of next year, looking back at all of the pictures of all of the flavors you've done all year, that is going to feel so, so cool. That's going to be such a big accomplishment. And I want to see them all like listed at the end of the year and all the pictures. And
I love that. Can't wait to do a
year in
review.
That's so exciting. Yeah, a year in review of your tarts. I think that is so exciting. And I'm excited to be like watching it all unfold every month as it happens.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's just super fun because it switches things up that I'm not always doing the same thing. The crust is always the same, and it's honestly, like, it's that makes it way easier.
Yeah, right.
But, like, the experimentation of it is what I love.
Yeah, it helps you never to get bored. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
That's great.
So,
that's
awesome. Thank you for always your encouragement, and it's just, that's my little side gig. It's been fun.
It's so fun. I can talk about painting really fast.
Please.
Because, okay, I, as a kid, was a big art kid. I was, I am not naturally gifted at visual art. I'm not bad at it, yeah, but I'm just, you know, some people are just like really naturally good at that. I would say I'm just very average. I always just loved it as a hobby. I would always want to color and draw and paint as a little kid. That was like what I always wanted to do. And I just stopped. You know, when you become an adult, you just stop the things that give you joy. You become a sad adult and you have things to
it's
do.
It's the way of the world.
And my friend Marlena found this watercolor painter on Instagram, an influencer that she shared her content with me. And this girl, you know, she does watercolor and she does it in a way that makes it seem like anybody can do it, even though I'm sure it's harder than it even looks. But, you know, she like gives tips and she helps you out. And she has a million followers. Followers. And she has her own set of like, it's like brushes, the paints, and a sketchbook that she sells all together in one fell swoop of buying it. And so I was like, I'm gonna get the stuff. And the book is really cool because I'm not planning to like hang my art anywhere, and I don't know what I would do with it if it was just on pieces of paper, but it's gonna be fun to have it all in a book where I can look back. It'll be kind of like the tarts. I'll be able to look back at the end of the year of all the pictures.
Can't wait.
Of all the things I've painted. And this is just going to be for me. I'm not trying to become good at it necessarily. I think like baking, art is very like calming, stress reducing. And doing something with your hands, a hobby with your hands, is something I really want to do.
It's really like Yeah, sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt point, like, working with your hands, honestly, is such a game changer.
It's so good. It's such a game changer.
I had other hobbies before. I've always baked, especially since, for the past almost 5 years, since I, like, finished undergrad. I had more time and I had more space to do it. Mm-hmm. But, like, man, working with your hands, it just feels really empowering.
Yeah.
Even if, like, what you make is not, like, star quality, it just feels great because you made it.
Yeah, yeah. And there's something stress-reducing about working with your hands. And mm-hmm. and so I'm really excited about it. And my friend Marlena, like, she has the sketchbook and she does, like, one painting a week. And I think that's kind of cool, but I don't know if that's what I'll end up doing. But I think, like, when I start a new hobby, I often get really into it at first, and I do it a lot, and then I stop. But, yeah. like, having kind of a set, like doing it once a week, like, having a set time, like, I think that might actually keep me doing it longer. But I don't know. I might get excited at the beginning and do it
a lot.
We'll
see.
I will
say, if you do sourdough in between rests of kneading your dough and like stretching it out, you can keep painting. That would be little cottagecore day.
That sounds lovely. So yeah, I'm really excited for this watercolor journey. I'll keep you all posted.
I'm really excited. You'll have to show me pictures of what you make.
Oh, I will. I'll probably be embarrassed, but I will.
No, that's okay. I'm also not like the most artsy, like visually either. I will not like at all make you feel bad about it, because it's probably on par with what I could make. Probably what I could make is worse than that.
Doubt it.
But okay, a hobby that I have, and it's a very like on again off again hobby that I do, not for any particular reason, but sometimes just because I get busy. I like to play video games, and I haven't gotten to do it as much, especially since I've been, you know, making tarts more seriously, but I had the flu at the end of January, and I couldn't work, and I couldn't bake, and I didn't have the energy to do a lot of things, but I did play video games, and it was really fun. I really enjoyed doing that again, so I mostly play on my Switch, connected to my TV, because I'll just like pull up an ottoman I have and sit right in front of it. It is the easiest way that I have to be able to see what I'm playing. I've played on PC before, and I think that that's also really fun, but I just like being able to connect to my TV and being able to sit in my living room, which I don't often do. I don't really sit in my living room unless I have like guests over, because I live in a split level place, and so that entire like area of that floor is just the living room. Mm-hmm. But that sends me in there. I've started, so in January. I did start this game called Ori and the Blind Forest. No relation to actually being blind.
That's incredible.
But it's really pretty. It's so the genre of game is called Metroidvania. Basically, it's just it has its name from two other like video games that were notorious in that genre. But it basically just means it's like kind of it's a platformer, so you kind of jump from one place to another to go find stuff. And it's very like puzzle based and exploratory. So you have this really big map of different areas. And you jump around and you get to, you know, advance the story and the plot little by little, like, as you explore new areas and, like, gain new abilities. You get to, you know, you get to, like, unlock previous areas that you would walk past and you're like, I don't know how to get there, but now you can. So there's a lot of, like, back and forth and continued exploration. So I played a lot of that when I got really sick. And I made a lot of progress. I was really proud of myself. I don't think it's a particularly difficult game, but I love games like that where it's pretty passive, like, but it's still like a puzzle. I love a puzzle. And it's also, it's a really beautiful game. It's got like really pretty scenery and really calming music. And
oh, nice.
It's, yeah, it's, that makes it an extra fun part of the experience is that it's like pretty.
That's awesome. I actually had an epiphany the other day about gaming. I was talking to my mom and I was saying the same thing I said earlier about how art was one of my favorite things as a kid, and gaming was too. I was a huge gamer as a kid. I loved it. It was I spent a lot of hours gaming, and I haven't done it as an adult again, but I had this epiphany. I never solo gamed. And I never enjoyed that. Like, I enjoyed gaming with others as a kid.
Yeah.
Like, that was something sense. I would do with friends, with my sister, with a babysitter, with whoever was around that would play. My dad. I say my dad and not my mom because she was not a gamer and my dad liked it. But I feel like if I were married or I had people over more often who were gamers or whatever, I would probably have a console. But, like, I'm just not really a solo gamer. That's just not something I ever was really into. And I definitely think it has its place for sure. But I enjoy the community part of a game. Like, I enjoy playing with somebody, I guess. So, yeah.
You know, and maybe I think, like, if that's something that you're into, I feel like people who are into gaming are just kind of, like, they already know what they like. But I think it's, like, reading, where sometimes maybe you've never played, like, a certain kind or a certain genre of game. So you can start to kind of, I mean, if you ever wanted to foray into the world of gaming by yourself, you could try different styles and genres of games and find some, like, something that you feel like works for you. But yeah. I guess
you could also virtually play with people who aren't physically there nowadays. See, back in my day, we couldn't. I mean, that wasn't a thing. You had to be there. But now it's like, I guess you can play with people across the country.
Or it was like a lot more social or like virtual worlds. Like,
Like World of Warcraft. Club Penguin
and Neopets and stuff we grew up with.
But even that was after my gaming era. I was like, it was like elementary school was my gaming. Like, I'm talking, eight, nine, ten.
Yeah. But you could still play some of those games online, which is cool.
That's cool. And I did love The Sims.
Oh, man.
In middle school. I'm thinking of my later years.
The Sims is an amazing game and something that, like, I would rather watch people play because there's too many options.
I agree. It's kind of stressful when I try to play it. I like watching it, too.
Really relaxing.
That's a good gaming update there. I have on my list like water, like swimming and kayaking. Not really relevant right now. Haven't done either of them in the winter, obviously. I keep saying I'm going to buy a kayak. I've been saying this for 2 years. The thing with a kayak, though, it's so bulky. It's so hard to like lug around. You have to like put it on the top of the car. You have to who wants that? And like I rent when I do it or have a friend with one or whatever. I've never owned one and maybe I shouldn't, and they're expensive too, but I also love it. Like I really genuinely, it's like such a happy place. Talk about a stress reliever. That just takes my stress away, because it's like a workout mixed with the water. So like the water is calming, and then I'm like really working my arms like heavily. It's great. It's literally like any problem I'm having, I forget about it on the water. Like it's gone. Like that's my brain so is cool. clear. And yeah, it's, I rarely feel like that. Usually my brain is like a million miles an hour, and when I'm in a kayak, my brain is clear.
That's amazing.
I love it.
I love it. That sounds really fun. I don't, so I don't think I've ever actually been kayaking. I've been canoeing.
Yeah, I don't love a canoe. Which is
different, and
yeah,
it's fun because it's, you know, you have to be with other people, but in a kayak, yeah, you can be in your own yeah. kayak, or you can be in a kayak with multiple people. But I've never done it before, and that does sound really nice and really fun. And also just being outside.
Might, yeah, I think you might like it.
Yeah, that sounds great. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds great. I'm trying to think of anything else to add, but I don't think I have anything.
No. But I do have one final question, and this kind of goes back to the plants, but I meant to ask you, are you doing any outdoor gardening this year?
I don't know yet.
Any plans? I think yeah, I might I do my know. Tomatoes. My tomatoes again.
Ooh, I'm excited for you. Yeah, it's harder to yeah. grow tomatoes a little further up north than where yeah. you are, because you have a little bit of a longer planting season being in the yeah. south. That's why you have peaches so long, and I'm jealous about that. but I don't know if I will. So I have, especially in 2022, I really tried to grow herbs, and you guys, it really didn't work. And I all of them died, and it's because I kept them inside, like in plant pots in my windowsill. I wonder what it would be like to grow herbs in like an actual soil outside. Yeah. I have lavender outside that has stood the test of time, but it has never bloomed.
Ah, okay.
So it's there, it's green. I planted it in 2022. It lived this entire year. It never died. It's always been green. It's alive, but it doesn't bloom. So I don't know if I will grow anything outside this year, but it is always really nice to see it.
I think I will, but it's funny. I have a green thumb-ish when it comes to indoor plants. I figured them out, and I keep them alive. I used to kill them more often. I haven't killed one in a long time, knock on wood. But I will say, outdoor, my green thumb is not, it's not green. I'm bad with outdoor plants. They die.
I have no idea what to do. And like,
I literally like can't do it.
Sometimes you need to water it because it hasn't rained, but I can't remember when it rained. And so I'll just keep watering it. And they're like, please stop. Please.
Also, like, it gets so hot here that I have to water them nearly every day. Yeah. And with the indoor ones, they're a little more, they're more hardy. They can handle it if you're not watering them all the time.
Yeah.
Outdoor, they're dead the next day. They're like being scorched by the sun. I've had outdoor plants
that I'm like, oh, look, it can be in some sun. And I put it outside, which I guess is like very full sun. And they
they're dying.
Roast.
They roast. They're getting scorched. They're dying. It's a,
It's a rough time outside.
The amount of water. It is hard. It's very hard out there. I don't know how you guys do it, who do it, but good on you. I'll stick to the indoor. They're very easy.
I like to profit off of people who are overwhelmed with their gardens. Especially in like August. Usually I either end up with tomatoes or zucchinis or both or neither. It depends, but I usually by that time of year people have enjoyed their portion of the garden and they're like giving it away, so I'm wondering and hopefully it might be really cool if I could make like a little tomato galette, a little tomato tart. It would be really nice.
Oh my gosh, that would be so good.
I love a tomato tart. I attempted one last year. It wasn't as good, but I do think that it would be really nice. So
that would be so nice.
I'd give that a shot, but we shall see.
All right. Yeah. Yeah, we shall see. This was
outdoor
fun.
Plants. But this has been great. We hope you guys have had a great first couple months of the year.
Yes.
Keep on keeping on. And it's really nice that the sun is out longer, and that makes me happy.
Yes. Well, thank you all for listening. We love you all. And we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Bye!